All right, we start now.
Logic's better again. Logic's album better. The Carter Five.
Why do you start with bullshit like that?
I'm bullshit, bro. Like
his album is better. His album is better.
He has some fluidity.
His whole album is better than the Carter Five.
I enjoyed it. He has a whole fluidity, man.
Come on, dog.
14 songs.
Don't do it.
Even your last.
No.
The podcast was like, come on, man.
No. I admit it. Like. I hate albums that are like 20 songs long because sometimes they're really unenjoyable.
That's a bad fluidity.
But man, you're telling me that Logic's album. Okay, so what did you like about Logic's album?
Boom Bap. I like the song One Day. Like, I totally forgot the singer's name, but he did a good job. The song One Day. What was it? The Adventure of Stony Bob.
I don't know. Listen, I was just listening to the album.
It has some good fluid in it. In and out.
And you like the album?
Boom, bad, smooth.
Question, out of 10, I'm going to make you give me your thing right now. What would you give it out of 10? Because you gave Carter 5 a 5.
I mean, I didn't give it a 5. I didn't give it a rating. I'm pretty sure I did not.
I guarantee you, I can corroborate that story. But what would you give this Logic album?
And then now, fluidity, I'll probably give it a 7.
You would give it a 7.
A 7 out of 10.
So, wait, hold on.
You know?
So, Drake's album is worse than Logic's album. That's what you're saying right now.
Drake's album, Scorpion.
Don't say it.
It's worse.
Don't say it. Are you serious?
Logic's album.
Are you serious?
It's better.
Logic probably wouldn't even say that. That's how I know you're smoking.
I'm not
Logic
smoking.
Logic would probably be like, nah, my shit out of my mind.
Maybe I'm still on the track, The Adventure of Stony Bob.
Oh, my lord.
You gotta get creative right here.
Let's talk about that album. You know what? I fuck with the rapping on that album. Not even gonna hold you. I fuck with the rapping on that
fuck
album.
With the rapping.
Like I said, one of my favorite tracks was the one when he was rap, that story rap shit, right?
Story rap shit? Yeah. Which one?
It was that record where at the end, like, he was the one who kidnapped his wife and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit was fire. Mm-hmm. Another one that I really fucked with was a Wu-Tang track.
Okay.
But here's my problem with this album, right? Listen, when people shoot threes now, do you know what they're going to say? Oh, you think you Steph. When people drive in the lane and they big and brawling and start dunking, oh, you think you Blonde. When people start turning around, you know, fade away shooting, oh, you think you Kobe. Uh-huh. The reason why I say that shit, because they're just naming niggas who can do it better than you can.
Okay.
Literally. Okay. When I heard this shit, you know what I mainly said to myself? I can name a lot of motherfuckers who can do this style a lot better. Right? Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm like, man, this ain't for you. The boom bap style, right, for a whole album, it's not even like a track or two, right?
Yeah.
It's a whole album of that boom bap type of rap style. Now listen, you already know me. Listen, I have at least, between me and my brother, you know, we have at least 10 pairs of Timbs.
Mm-hmm.
We have at least 50 do-rags between us. That's facts.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of wave grease, bunch of brushes. So listen, I'm from New York, B. That boom bap shit is what I grew up on.
Okay.
So when I hear that shit being done by Logic, something's missing. He does it in a pretty way. I need it in a gritty way. You know what I'm saying? That DMX shit. I need that DMX bass in your voice. When I heard that Wu-Tang track, I got the gritty from Wu-Tang, but I got the pretty from Logic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a weird way to describe it, but he raps in a way where it was like, oh, yo, man, like, he's uplifting, he's positive, peace, love, and positivity, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said that himself.
That's the motto.
But that Wu-Tang shit, Wu-Tang's on that gritty shit. When I heard Method Man said, struggle bar, you should put water in the cereal. I'm like, I heard that shit. I'm like, yeah, that's what we're talking about. I had to tighten up my do-rag when I saw that. When I heard that shit, I'm like, you know, let me tighten this shit up a little more. Right, but on that track, I heard motherfuckers who can do the style just a lot better, and it's not like they tried, right? Because motherfuckers, you know, some of them could get like 2 or 3 lines and then they were out, right?
Yeah.
They collected their paycheck for the day and then they were out. When I heard that shit, I'm like, nah, these are motherfuckers who can do it better than you, right?
Mm-hmm.
This beat, I don't know what to say, man. That beat was hard as fuck, though. That Wu-Tang track, shit.
That
beat was fire, and I'm not gonna lie, he did his thing. When I heard all of the motherfuckers rap on it, I'm like, damn, I'm sorry, I can't give this to you, right? Because other motherfuckers, they basically, listen, you don't have to be, you know, I don't need a lot of words from people, right? I don't need a whole dictionary when you rap at me to be like, yo, this guy can really rap. No, I don't need that. Just say some impactful shit and you're good. You're on your way. Meek Mill, he doesn't throw dictionaries at me. But when he raps, you hear it. You feel it in your soul. You feel it in your guts, man. J. Cole, same way. Sometimes with Drake, you know, I'm considered like a top MC. Some people will. I don't know. I wasn't feeling the album that much. Because number one, he's trying to do something that he's not really good at. That's number one. Imagine LeBron trying to shoot threes for a whole game. You're like, listen, that's not you, King. It's not you. Get back to the paint where you belong. Right? That's not you. Out here shooting 30% from 3-point. Come on, that's shameful. Mm-hmm. That's shameful right now. All right? It is what it is.
It is
right
what
now.
It is, you know?
I'm giving this album. This album to me, you know, a 4 or 5 out of 10.
4 or 5.
Yeah.
4 or 5, you know.
That's what it is for me.
Okay, agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree. This shit wasn't that good. Like, this shit wasn't that good.
Agree to disagree.
The sound was outdated. And when you had people on the album, right, who did the style better, come on, it just showed the separation.
Agree to disagree, you know?
And then there was a track, Iconic. I'm not even going to lie. I play basketball, bro. I ain't going to hold you. Right? The pump fake is one of the best ways to create space. When you pump fake a motherfucker, falls for that shot, and you shoot it over him. The song Iconic was on the album. You know, Jada Smith had a song called Icon.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, and no coincidence there. Then I see featuring Jaden Smith. Holy shit, Jaden Smith?
Yeah.
You got a verse from him, and then I heard the beat. I'm like, whoa. You sampled Icon and you got Jaden Smith on it? No way. So when I heard this shit, listen, I'm not even gonna hold you. I didn't give a fuck about Logic's verse. I really didn't. I gave two fucks. And then I heard Jaden Smith start to say something. I'm like, yo, this is what we want. And then he was gone. Like the Avatar, he was gone.
He was gone.
I'm like, when the world needed him most, he disappeared. I'm like, wait, where's Jaden Smith? So I replayed that shit like 2 or 3 times. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me go to Rap Genius. Maybe he like made his voice sound like Logic. I don't know. Nah, he just had like 2, 3, maybe 10 words max.
Yeah.
He didn't say that much. I'm like, whoa. Was that it?
That was it.
That was it, right?
That was it. That was it.
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
That's all you can get.
What you hoping for, man?
You got the whole Wu-Tang on your album, but you couldn't get a Jaden Smith verse.
I'm pretty sure.
That's not even fair. You couldn't get Will Smith. You couldn't get the Will Smith. You couldn't get Jada Pinkett Smith.
I'm pretty sure the budget was coming to an end.
No, I'm sorry, bro.
I'm pretty sure the budget was coming to an end.
No. I'm sorry. Even though I like that Wu-Tang track, a verse from Jaden Smith would have made your album 5. I'm sorry. Let's keep it real. Because most fans, come on. Most fans today ain't check of a Wu-Tang. That's not knock on Wu-Tang, is that, you know, the climate has changed.
The climate has changed, yes.
But for me, I'm checking for that Wu-Tang, but I'm also checking for that Jaden Smith.
Okay,
I guarantee you, here's a fact, when fans heard that Icon track, they really wanted a Jaden verse. They're like, yo, Logic, you don't have to give us like 5 verses on the song. Just give us 1 and let Jaden Smith do the rest, because you're already on his beat. Like, come on now. I wasn't feeling that shit. Pump fake the fuck out of me. Got me in the air looking dumb.
Yeah, it worked.
No, it didn't work because I didn't like the track.
Nah, because I think it's what the four best song when he goes Spotify, the catalog to like.
He has fans though. Logic has fans, so he's always gonna get the numbers. Like that's not a.
Nah, but did the first week numbers drop already?
Yeah. I think he's like 170.
170.
170K. Like he does numbers. Yeah. I'm not denying that, but at the same time. Numbers only mean demand, right?
Yeah.
When somebody buys, like, when Apple shows that, oh, in our first week, we sold, like, 1 million iPhones. Or when a movie comes out and it does 20 million first week at the box office over the weekend, what does that show?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were anticipating this shit, right? But this shit right here, a lot of motherfuckers was anticipating this, but didn't let me down. Yeah, it did. Yes, it did. Listen, for me, this is. I've listened to Logic albums before, and he's almost like a Drake in a way, because he takes a lot of styles from people, right?
Was expectation high on it?
Huh?
Was your expectation high, or was it like just
no? I wanted to hear raps, right? So I went in trying to hear the raps. I got the raps. The only problem is that, and also. The last track on that album, I'm gonna get on a tangent on this album, Last Call.
Last Call?
That shit was trash.
Was it bonus track?
No, that was trash. No, no, Last Call. Last Call.
Last Call?
Last Call.
Yeah, I didn't see that on this one. I didn't see that.
Oh, no, no, that's okay. So, he was talking about how, yo, I heard Kanye West got a Last Call. Then I heard that J. Cole got a Last Call. On the album, on the last track, he was talking about how they have a last, they have a, their own version of a last call where they tell their own story about what they've been through. Mm-hmm. And on the track, he's talking about, yeah, I need that type of song. When I heard the beat, I'm like, yeah, this is what it is. I'm like, hold up, number one, you're not supposed to tell me that this is your last call. I see that it's Last Call because it's titled Last Call.
The Last Call, okay.
So I'm not stupid. Mm-hmm. I get the point, right? Mm-hmm. If anything, save that shit for like a skit or interlude. He didn't do that shit, dog. He didn't do that shit. But the raps on that album, on that track, it was good. But that shit was a good at least 10 minutes, dog. Took 10 minutes of my life that I can't get back. And you know I had to review the album, so that's like 20 minutes of my life that I can't get back. Come on, dog. Talking about, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's called. No, that's 45 minutes.
That's like 90 minutes of my life I just can't get back.
That's 45 minutes, the most.
In all, bro, like the album's like a 4 or 5. It's a cool album.
Maybe 7, you know.
Songs are you coming back to? Because you said it's a 7. So what songs are you coming back to then?
Was it One Day or One Way? I don't remember it perfectly. One Way, sort of Stony Bob, Street Dreams 2. What's the other one? What's the other one? Yeah, I need to look at this track this week. Hey, give me a second, bro. Give me a second.
Look at this, but nobody cares. Nobody cares about what you kid, man. I'm just asking you to be prepared. That's it. Anyway, bro, how's it been? How's college going?
College?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Today I finally took a test. I took one of my tests. Listen,
you know, I took a test on Friday, bro. I walked in, I feel good, bro. I feel amazing, bro. I'm not feeling amazing. I'm gonna be that honest with you. I had a mad test on Thursday, and then I had a fucking bio test on Friday. So that shit is just rough.
Do you think you passed
it? That's rough, man. I don't even know if I passed the
math. No, do you have confidence you passed any of those tests?
Nah, bro. Like, I have confidence I passed the bio. Feel me? I'm trying to start strong. I'm trying to struggle for them 3 exams.
I have 4 classes, right? 2 of the classes I'm failing already. And it's October now, it's October 9th. School started September. And yeah, I'm failing already. I took 2 online classes and they already let me know that, yeah, you're failing this shit. And I'm like, shit. One of the teachers said, I've been absent for 5 weeks. I'm like, I'm like, heck, if I've been absent for 5 weeks, I might as well be absent for the rest of the week. Yeah, I'm like, deuces.
She sent you an email.
Yeah, she sent me the email.
I've been absent for 5 weeks. Oh,
I had to tuck them deuces at it too. I'm like, shit. If it's 5 weeks, then there's no hope for me now.
No,
tuck them deuces up. I'm like, yo, it is what it is. Take care.
I got a few classes as well. So I got bio, I got math, and then I got English. I'm passing English, bro. Like,
that's the only thing you know you're
passing. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm passing. I got like a 79 on my paper, and 85. I just handed another paper.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've been doing. And like, I hope that I get a good 66 on the test. 66. Wow. If I get 66, on the next test I get 85, I'm a good 72, 74 range, bro. Now I'm gonna test, I gotta get 90, then I'm gonna get my 80 range, bro. I calculate that shit every time.
But you do know that tests get harder as a.
Well, I take calculus. I calculate that shit.
Wait, did you take calculus last semester?
Yeah, I calculate that shit. Bro.
You failed calculus last semester.
I got 50s, bro. You know, I got 58, 57, 56, 58. I never saw 60. I never saw 70.
So now you get 66. That's progress, right?
That's progress right there, man. If I get 45,
you was ready for that shit. Have you ever like took a test and then like the first question is usually the one, it's a softball, right? It's the one like, you know, they set it up and you smack that shit out of the park. So today I'm taking the test. That first question I look at, I'm like, oh shit.
Shit, man, easy.
No, I don't know it.
That shit straight from my mouth.
So I'm like, the first question, I'm like, I don't know. Let me go to the second question. Don't know it. Okay. Third question, don't know it. Fourth question, I'm like, okay, I know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Barely. Fifth question, sixth question, There's 50 questions on this test.
50 questions?
50 questions.
How long, man? How long?
So, bro, but listen.
Multiple choice?
Multiple choice. Yeah, multiple choice. Yeah, but you would think it was easy, bro, because I know some shit, but like when I left that room, I knew I failed. I got at least like a 40s. Like 40, like 45, 42, 45.
45, what you're looking for, man? What's the grade point average you're looking for, bro? 45?
Listen, I just want a solid B.
A solid B?
Yeah. Why you gonna do your math like that,
right? Yo, man, 45, you gotta need a good 95, bro.
I need a 95?
You got 95, 100 the next test to get close to that.
Don't worry about it.
Good point.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know, I'm a participant in class. I'm a good noodle. Listen, man, don't worry. I'll get it. This test, I'm gonna put it back in my past. Because usually I have slow starts, but you know, I build momentum. You know what I'm saying?
I love when teachers be like, your attendance count, 10% of your grade. I'm like, oh, word? I'm on time every day, yo.
Listen,
don't worry about it.
First of all, that's some bullshit. They say attendance is 10% of your grade, but if you never show up, right, you never get the credit. If I show up, right, and I get to work and I just bounce right there, you're going to be marked absent. But it's only 10%, so I'll get a 90, and that's cool. But what about your class participation? Oh. Yeah, that's how it is. Now you have to see. But let's say a class is like hour long and I stayed there for like 20 minutes and I participate for all those 20 minutes, I can bounce now, all right? Because I know for a fact I will participate more than motherfuckers will spend. Come on now. Motherfuckers will be in this class for the whole semester and not say a fucking word.
That's me right there, man. I ain't saying a word,
bro.
Man.
I'll talk to the teacher.
I ain't saying a word, man.
Man, listen, I'm starting slow, but I'm going to finish strong, though.
Yeah, exactly, man. I was trying to finish strong and finish slow, man.
Basically, you know, I'm the Cavs of last year, you know. You don't start slow, you're going to finish strong.
Shit, my next battle chance, I got to get 100. I'm going to get 100, bro.
You'll get 100?
As long as the shit don't come at the same time. As long as the math and the battle come in the same week.
I haven't read a book yet. So today,
how was the class, man? Like, did you read the book?
Not at all. Today, me and G, we were talking about. For those who don't know, lost weight. I lost a lot of weight, and with that comes some reflection time, right? And some stories about, you know, how I was when I was big. So I'm 225-ish in that range, and I was as big as 298.
Ooh, you're looking like, what's looking like, billboard?
Yeah, I was like, oh, come on, bro. Listen, I don't know if you saw the double chin, but I never saw a double chin on me, so you know, I gotta be happy about it, you know?
Double chin? Nah. I think, talking about double chin, like.
Now you're thinking like.
I have the double belly, though, you feel me?
I got a muffin top, you know? I may have some.
I just let it bounce, bro. I just let it go boom.
Yo, the one thing that happens, like, when you're big, right, the one thing you don't want to do is look at yourself in the mirror. Because you cry.
I looked at myself in the mirror before, you know.
But you were never pushing 300 pounds. When you push 300 pounds, you look at yourself in the mirror. That's a whole different ball game.
I never pushed 300 pounds.
I'm looking myself in the mirror, pushing 300 pounds. I'm like, oh shit, I don't look so high.
Because I did try to go on a diet once again. I tried going on a diet lettuce for a whole year.
Really?
Yeah.
Because my shit was like, I'm just going to be a vegan and it's going to go work out, and it worked for me. But you said that you gave up meat for a while, for a month. What happened?
Nothing happened, really.
You said you got cravings. What do you mean?
Yeah, I got cravings, but talking about weight-wise, nothing
happened. No. I'm talking about the cravings. Like, what happened with that? Like,
what happened? Bro, yeah. My sister's a big meat eater. Like, she's just not eating. Like, I'm talking about, yo, if there's no meat, yo, that's a problem in the house, bro. There's a problem in the house.
Damn.
It's like security just barging, bro. Like, yo, what happened? Just boom, just knocked through the door. There's no meat in the house, bro. I know you feel that feeling, but it's just like.
No, for sure. Like, I remember it was like a few weeks after I started vegan. I had a dream about me literally eating chicken. So I'm sleeping, right? And in my dream, it's clear as day. But it's like I'm looking at myself, but I also feel the chicken in my hand. So it's like, I guess I'm looking in the mirror and I start eating the chicken, right? I want you to imagine this, right? So I'm eating the chicken, bro, and then I realize I'm eating chicken, and then I start like, yeah. So like, going out my mouth, like, yeah. And then I wake up like it's a nightmare. And I start looking around, like, see if I see any chicken on the bed. I don't see any chicken. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. No, that's some real shit, though.
Nah, I had the opposite dream, man. I had the sex dream, bro.
Yeah, the sex dream?
I saw a shark in the bed, bro.
You saw a shark in the
bed? I saw a shark in the bed, bro.
I couldn't do that shit. All I know is, like once I became vegan, bro, I was different.
It was different. You think it was different, bro?
Yeah, you think different, right? Low key about
it. Once I cut sugar out of my diet, I felt less tired, bro.
You felt tired?
I felt less tired. I was like, oh shit, I'm not enjoying that as a motherfucker. Like,
yeah,
and that's the result too. Like, I'd be falling asleep at like 3 hours, I woke up at like 4 hours of sleep, 7, 8. I feel that energy as a motherfucker. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, but you kind of like, listen, for me, one of the best feelings is like when you come home from school and you have a nap. Ooh, that's beautiful.
When you come home from school, you masturbate. Dang,
wow,
half a nap.
That's only, I've done it before too. But when you sleep, bro, when you take a quick nap, oh boy.
What's your tone about, man? Sometimes it'll be like your 2 hours. You go to sleep.
Sometimes, you know, like I said, I can't control my naps. And sometimes it is a quick 2 hours. I go take a nap. Then other times, it's like I sleep. Like, I literally go from like 4 to 9. I don't know about you. That's me sleeping.
Yeah, I put an alarm clock to wake me up doing my homework. Because if I don't, I'm waking up like 10, 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, holy shit.
And you're not doing that shit out. You're going to fall right asleep. Like, I fuck that. I'll take that out.
You know? But if it's an English paper, I got to do it.
Oh, like, man.
That's different, bro.
There's one day. I remember, right? I think I got a B on this paper, right? Mm-hmm. I basically, obviously the teacher gives us like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Shit, like a month in advance. Also, I want to say one thing before I go into the story, right? Shout out to all the teachers talking about, yo, in college, you have to pull some all-nighters like I did. Listen. Teachers didn't just say one class ago, like, oh, by the way, next class, there's like a 10-page paper due. Nah, you had time. So to all those teachers, suck my dick, right? Because they gave you time. You made it seem like, oh, no, y'all were just the professionals and the teachers. And
the reason I put all-nighters is because, yo.
Because you don't give a fuck.
Nah, I get better grades when I do a last minute.
Listen, low-key, that's some bullshit.
That's some bullshit,
right?
I did this paper early. I got 79. Last paper I did the night before, I got 85.
Listen, I don't know. But anyway, so one time I put this online for my English class, right? This shit is due literally the next morning. So it's not like I have a class at like 12 o'clock. It's at 8 o'clock.
Have you ever been to, what is it, turnitin.com? But this shit's due literally at midnight?
No.
Ah, shit. When you have a paper due literally at midnight on turnitin.com, you're right here doing that shit all fucking day. Like, if it hits midnight, that shit's closed. You can't even turn it in.
Oh,
unless the teacher give you access to turn it in.
Damn. I know for my shit, bro. I'm out here doing this shit all night. I literally, throughout the midnight, right? I'm falling asleep, so I'm like, you know what I need? I start playing some music. That shit wasn't helping. I go make me some coffee. And listen, I'm hitting this coffee like drugs, bro. I'm just to keep me awake, right? So, boom. I finish the paper, right? I even edit it, right? So, boom. I go to the bus, everything is good. Once I get to the classroom, I fall asleep.
Boom.
I'm knocked out. So
feel like you got hit by a brick.
Yeah. Boom. I thought the teacher might be on some bullshit, right? Talking about, you know, even though today's kind of like the last class, and I didn't say it anyway, the teacher didn't say that. And she's like, nah, y'all could leave if y'all want to. So I'm like, yes. So now my challenge is I have to find somewhere to go sleep. Because I'm tired as a mug right now, right? So now I go everywhere possible. So first, I'm looking at classrooms, everybody there, but I want to lay down.
Mm-hmm.
So
something about like,
so while I'm walking,
put the shit on the floor and just.
Yeah. So
use the backpack as a pillow.
That's what I do. So while I'm walking, I'm like, you know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go to the gym. I'm gonna go somewhere in the gym and just lay my head down there. But you know, the gym, sometimes people play basketball, sometimes people run. There's like this, you know those rooms over there?
Yeah.
Like those ballet rooms? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm running up over there. That's where I'm gonna go, right? So boom, I enter, nobody's there. thank you, Lord, right? So I go there, I lay my pillow, I get me a good maybe 30 minutes. Who's in there now? Who's in there? Two random people out here talking. First of all, respect my space. I'm trying to sleep, right? I got a class. So I'm out here, right? So you're gonna have to edit that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm gonna edit that shit out. So restart the story. So anyway, so I go up, I see two people out here talking while I'm sitting. I'm like, come on, dog. I got like class at like 12 and some shit. Yeah, I'm really about to do this. Yeah, I grind. Fuck out of here, right? So I'm like, boom, you know what? Let me go to the library.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit by the motherfucker, bro. I ain't old. I'm just.
There's a snoring in class, man.
Yeah, because I go to class and I start snoring. Oh, yeah, it's over.
That's one of my worst nightmares, bro. I'm sleeping in class and I'm snoring, bro. Remember that was shit, but I looked at that, oh god, no.
Nah, but when you take that sleep in the middle of, like in the middle, like it's good sleep, but it's uncomfortable as fuck, though.
I can't sleep in class no more,
like,
bro. Like,
sitting on a chair and trying to sleep, you gotta get comfortable with that shit.
Nah, man.
You ever beat up your bed? Like, you twist and turn to find a good position?
Yeah, I have got many multiple positions to sleep. I sleep like this, right? I just put my head down to sleep. Like, that's why I prefer, like, the backside of the room, you feel me? Backside, opposite of the teacher's desk. I just put my head down to sleep, man. That's why I did high school. I said freshman year, sophomore year, junior year.
Some teachers
first semester of college, man. First semester of college, I'm in sociology. Oh my goodness, man. Like, I fall asleep, I think for a good 2 or 3 minutes. I woke up, I think I was behind on the subject, man. I was like, what hell no?
Because what you call it, like, teachers got them slides, so if you miss one, you might as well, like,
miss it all.
Now I just go back to
sleep. My teacher was just running the board. I was like, oh shit, I'm sorry, it's a motherfucker. It's an 8 a.m. class, man, so you know the struggle.
The worst classes are the classes that starts in the morning, but it's like an hour long.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, come on, though. Like, don't do
8 to 9:50, bro.
There's some teachers. You know, shout out to all the teachers who have, like, 8 a.m. classes and got fun, right?
Oh, man.
I had one 7 a.m. class. I had to drop out. You want to know why? The teacher was boring as fuck. She was killing me inside. Bro, so, listen. She's a sweet lady. But her voice is so soft.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I'm like, nah, I'm not coming over here, bro. This is when I was trying to be an accountant. I was like, fuck
that. Oh,
yeah,
told me.
Yeah. I was like, nah, I'm trying to drop this shit. Whatnot, mm-hmm. Cause this shit ain't me.
Yeah,
because I'm trying to, like, you know, rock out.
You know, I never pull up to my 8 a.m. classes on time. I pull up at 8:20, 8:25, man. I told myself, I'm going to stop running to classes, man. I pull up late. It's whatever.
My friends used to say, listen, if you're five minutes late, you might as well be 10. Like,
exactly. Like, what are you running for, man?
Like, they don't make a bigger problem out of you being, like, imagine you're 5 minutes late, you know you're late, right? If you're 10 minutes late, what you going to say? You know you're late, right? Same shit.
You're late for five, you might as well be late.
I want to talk about, like, our senior year in college. No, senior year in high school.
I fell asleep.
I took nothing seriously because I had all my credits.
I fell asleep. I'm telling you, I think senior was my best year. You know, that's when I got the highest grade, man. I fell asleep freshman year.
I failed senior year. But I graduated. So I'm gonna tell you what happened, right?
I told myself, you know what? I didn't do shit freshman year. I didn't do shit sophomore year. I didn't do shit junior year. I might as well do something senior. It's the last year now. This time God went bad, man.
So I had, like, you know what I'm gonna call him Mr. S, right? So Mr. S, right?
Mr. Shit.
I mean, probably this teacher did not like me, right? So one time, we're in his math class, right? And then he's talking about, you know, the thing that he's showing us, and I'm like, and I raise my hand and ask a question. I'm like, so where do we use this in the real world? And he stops, looks at me, says, "I said I would tell you, right?" And I didn't respond back because, you know, he had an attitude, but I'm like, no, you didn't. Like, what was this? And then he never told me.
He never told you. That's
but you know what? I said that, right? So I was trying to, like, turn to you. You actually trying to go to this class and shit. But I missed, like, the majority of his class.
Majority of his class?
I remember for, like, the beginning. Like, he was, like, my 8 a.m. class, and I never showed up. Right, one day, he calls my parents. And he's like, yo, he hasn't been showing up. And then... My step pop started like, yo, you know, he said you got to go to class. Like, what's that about?
Wait, wait. So who picked up the phone though? Cause
my step pop.
Oh, because so I thought that was your mom. You're walking.
Yeah. No, I'm not here today. It's my mom. So then my step pop was like, yo, you have Mitchell in class. Like, what's up? I'm like, oh shit. Cause he said he don't give a fuck, right? He said I don't care if you show up, just don't show up, right? If you're gonna come to my class and you're gonna be disruptive, just don't show up. Right. So I took his word literally for it. I didn't show up. So why are you mad now? That would make sense. Like, you said not to show up, so I respect your wishes. I didn't show up. I don't want to waste your time because you got an attitude, and I don't want you to waste mine because I'm not listening to you 100%.
Advertise your says that, you know.
But guess what? You know what you're gonna do? You're gonna call. He gonna binge. Yeah, and I'm like, yo, why we doing this right now? Like, you're not supposed to be here. Like, it's not supposed to be like this, man. Like, leave me be. So then, like, after we talk, like, at least, you know what, I'm going to take it serious. So I'm going to show it to his class. Mm-hmm. I go to his class one day. He's still on that same old bullshit. And you know what I said?
Same energy,
fuck
man.
Fuck it, man. I'm not showing up anymore. That's not showing up. I didn't
so
say,
what's your guy for that shit?
No, you know what I said? N-A. Because I had so many absences, he couldn't give me a grade.
Yo.
Yeah, it was like that.
So you just got N-A, so no grade.
Okay. Yeah, my last year of high school, it was trash. Because there's a lot of classes I was just skipping.
Yo.
Because I didn't need them. So
you only got all your credits, right?
I got all my credits. It's not like this is a class that I need. Mm-hmm. So I'm failing everything. Also, Miss C, right? I gotta talk about it too. You know what? We're gonna call this episode throwing them under the bus, right? Because I throw Logic's album under the bus. I'm throwing all my teachers under the bus. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing my sleep schedule under the bus. I'm throwing my fat self under the bus. Throwing under the bus, right? Mrs. C, you know what? I got two stories about her, and there's a reason why. Yo, I didn't like her that much.
You like her that much, huh?
You're gonna laugh when I tell you the story because it's like, how do you not know? Have you ever got your report card from your high school? They give it to you?
They mail my shit. That's the worst shit. I ain't got the
really?
Keys to the mailbox.
That's
so, the worst shit ever, man.
My school, like, after your first parent-teacher conference, they give you your own report card, right? You don't need your parents anymore, right? So, okay, so one time I got my report card and I looked at all my classes, right? But one. I looked at every class but one because it split my mind. So one day my friend takes my report card and started looking at it. He saw all my failing grades. And then he was looking at me like, okay, you got some good grades. You got some good. And then he looks at me and he says, you have robotics? I'm like, what do you mean? He says, I see robotics on your report card. I'm like, no, it's not there. I don't have eighth period class. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the way my shit was set up.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you have robotics. And I look at him, so I'm like,
robotics? What type of classes you be having, bro?
And then here's a problem that I had with it. The teacher for robotics, I already had her. So I have her during the day. Mm-hmm. So you would think she would tell me, you know, you failed the class, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
You didn't know.
So now, it's like, I have an eighth period class, but I never knew. So when I go to my guidance counselor and I'm like, I just found out that I have robotics. She's like, when did you get your report card? I'm like, 2 weeks ago. So you didn't check that you have robotics. I'm like, I know it's crazy, but believe me, I'm being honest,
yeah.
Right? And then my teacher's like, oh yeah, I meant to tell you. Oh, did you?
Did
you couldn't
you?
Tell me when you failed me, right? Oh, man.
Yeah.
But that's not even why I hate the teacher. So she has, I think, it was some type of chemistry.
Did you drop it?
No, I didn't drop it. I had to take it and not pass, actually. Dude, that's what I do.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of no passer right there, bro.
Yeah.
That.
So I ended up passing that class. So then I had her for another class, right? And this is where me and her, like, I just didn't like her. So I'm in her class and I'm doing the work. So it's me and my friend, like, we're in this class. We're the only seniors, and there's a bunch of, like, you know, juniors and freshmen and whatnot, right? So we in the class, we chilling in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we would always talk in the back because, like I said, we're seniors. We're graduating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come June, we out.
We
that's
out,
still here. Y'all still gotta come back here. And he's like, y'all gonna fail, yada, yada, yada. And like, you know what? I want to see what this is about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get our report cards and... So I end up getting like a 55, my friend gets a 65, and the other people over there, they get like 80s, 75s and 80s. My friend was like, hold up, wait a minute. Everybody out here talks and don't do their work. How the fuck you gonna shit on me like this, right? And I'm like, yeah, what about me? And then my friend goes like, nah. Black, you don't do your work. But me though, how you gonna fucking use it because you're always talking in class? I'm like, you know what? Okay, bet. So next term, we start working hard on that shit, mm-hmm. right? So then I start flying and everything, right? I'm like, boom, 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 boom. Start doing our work. Put like this. Every time she gave us a paper to do, you would be done with it,
mm-hmm.
right? So she would like, take 2 days to do this. We would be done in the first 10 minutes and we would give it to her.
Okay.
And then she would give us another paper. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's extra credit. I'm going to tell you why that's fucked up. She would give us another paper. We do it. We hand it in the same time that the other kids handed in their first paper, right?
Okay.
Why do I tell you this? When I got my report card, everybody got like an 80, right? So the other kids who usually taught, they got their 80s. My friend got a 70, and he was pissed, and I got a 65. And in my head, I'm like, wait, so I did all this work for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
I bullshit, I bust my ass for nothing? And I'm looking at him like, yo, that's fucked up. So I'm like, you know what, bet. Fuck you too then, right? So the last semester, guess what I did? Nothing. Cause she fucked us up on that one.
Nothing at all, man. So what you got?
So I think I got like a 55 average. Cause it was like 55, 70, 55.
But did you pass, Leo?
I passed one time, and that's all that mattered, right? Cause when I was trying, mm-hmm. We took tests and we whooped people's ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting better grades on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But she still wanted to fail us. I think I put some bullshit on her too, but nah, she was like low key, like she was hating on us. Yeah, let's see. Fuck out of here. Fuck you.
Let's see, my high school days. I told you I didn't do shit.
I didn't do shit. You got no story?
I got no story. One thing I did was sleep, shit, jerk off, sleep, shit.
Yeah. I mean, my schedule was the same too, but I have some stories in the middle.
See this show.
Did you ever go to senior?
I never went to
the senior trip.
Did we have a senior trip?
You didn't have a senior trip. You don't even.
Oh yeah, we did have a senior trip. Which two or three? Yeah, we had a senior trip.
How was that shit?
It was fun. We went to a baseball. Yeah, I swear.
You went to a baseball game?
Yeah, baseball game. Now I got a story, man. Six Flags, man, Meridian, bro. Six Flags, motherfucker, yo. Have you gone to Six Flags?
You know what? No, I haven't.
I'm telling you, man. I don't do roller coasters. I'm scared of heights, bro. I'm with my three friends, bro. Yo, shout out Jahali. Shout out my boy Steven, right?
Why you gonna put their names on blast?
Like, oh my god.
What if they run from the cops and the cops say this shit like, yo, you gonna put their names out so we get some information on them?
They're good. Yeah, they're good. Right? So I'm like, I don't do none of that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went into dark night. I'm talking like, if I can see the roller coaster, I'm fine, bro. All I gotta make sure is I don't look down, right? I'm fine, bro. I'm talking dark night. I'm talking. I couldn't see the roller coaster. I couldn't see none of that shit. I'm not a nigga that does this type of shit, bro. I'm not a
talking about this
type of shit, bro. Oh my goodness, bro. I'm going up, right? I get inside. They buckle us up, bro. I was scared for my life. You know how scared I was, man?
How scared were you?
I was holding on to this shit. Like, every time the road goes on, I'm like, shit. Yeah, I saw the screaming through the whole ride, man. I'm sorry, Jahali, man, but I cursed him out, man. I was screaming, bro. Like every time the shit went left, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm about to fall. Oh, shit, yo, man. That shit was the worst, man. I'll never go back to Six Flags, never, bro.
I have the opposite story to that. When my friend was in Six Flags, we had a guy we knew in school, and every time he would get on a roller coaster, he wouldn't react to shit. Like, he could be on the scariest shit, his face was dead fake. And then and he's like, how the fuck do you stay so still? They're like, you said, I just have fun. And then he's like, what? We couldn't tell. Right?
Yeah.
The guy here looking like the Grim Reaper, right?
He
ain't got no facial. Like, yeah. Like, come on, bro. Like, show some personalities. Like, yeah.
Get some quality,
I'm like, man. Come on, dog. Like, that wasn't it.
One thing about Jesus, you never see the word stress and fall with, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna see you wear your shorts.
You're never gonna see me wear shorts.
I'm gonna catch you wearing shorts one day.
The only time you see me wear shorts inside my house, that's about it.
That's right. Yeah. Even in summer, I never saw this mall. Oh,
you never see me wear shorts, bro. I will pass out. I'll pass out the heat before you see me wear some shorts.
That's different, man. That's different.
I'm on some different type of shit, bro. Yeah. I was going to Florida. My parents would be like, "Yo, you got some shorts?" I'm like, "Shorts for what? For like, jeans?" Like, y'all never gonna see my legs, bro. You'll never see my legs.
Maybe you got them legs. My toes are perfect. My toes are perfect. We talked last time, right? Change the subject. We were talking about like sexual assault and shit like that, right? And then we said, I was talking about we have to make an environment where girls, women, want to report. People in general, they want to, well, female, we're talking about females right now. They have to report being sexually assaulted, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then, yesterday I was talking to my little brother about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked him, right, yeah, because, and he was like, yeah, I agree. I'm like, because if some shit like that happened to you, you would want to be, right? You would tell. And he said, yeah. So then I said, okay, so if you got your butt pounded, right? And then he's like, well, you gotta say it like that. I'm like, I'm just being honest with you, right? If somebody like forced you to the ground and they pounded your butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell? And then he went silent for a second. He's like, I don't know, man. Like, that's what he said.
He said,
I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
He said, it's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
He said, because that's not some easy shit that I would feel, feel all right with, right? And by the way, he's not some Republican, so he's not, I don't say that to make him be a hypocrite, but I'm like, he couldn't. Like, in his head, he knew if something like that would happen, he would never tell nobody.
No.
So then I'm like, huh, that's interesting. Like, how long would you wait? Because we talked about this, right? If somebody pounded in our butts, right? Rape, right? That's what I'm talking about. Somebody forcibly pounded our butts in, right? How long would we take to tell somebody? It would be a while. It would be a good while. If that lady held her shit for 36 years, roughly, that's what we're saying. I can see myself holding for a few years, 5-10 years, maybe more. I feel like some shit like that come out during like a song, like I Admit by R. Kelly. I admit that a family member touched me. That's how I might do my shit.
You got the vocals though. You got that low.
No, I've been working on it. Because my little brother said, he said, yo, because once you tell somebody, everything changes. And then I told him, I don't think I could take you serious. Like, once you tell me, because I'd be laughing all day. Because, right? I wouldn't know how to respond to that, right? And this is me being upfront. Like, if my brother told me he got butt pounded and he got raped, he got sexually assaulted, I wouldn't know what to say to him.
I'll be laughing as a motherfucker.
Yeah, but you realize it's a serious situation, though. But if it was your mother, if it was your sister, you would take it seriously. But if it happens to your dad, though, that's totally different. You're laughing at your dad, right?
I'm like,
not to be me.
This nigga got mad.
You be like, man, how you let a man do that to you, though? Like, and then I'm just looking at you, I'm like, damn.
You in the head of the household, my nigga. I'm the head of the house.
You can't order me around, man. I'm going to look at you like, what you talking about, man? Man, you better back up before I call Big Mike on you, man. That's how it would be. And I believe, maybe this is just me and the way I think. I mean, you too. But bro, like, not too many people know how to deal with that shit. Tell somebody that my friend told me he got robbed and I was making jokes about him.
I was saying that ain't funny, man. Getting robbed ain't funny.
Have you got robbed before?
I ain't trying to get robbed.
Got robbed?
Yeah. What'd it take, man?
I got robbed two times.
What'd it take, bro?
First time, so.
You know one thing, right?
What?
You know when people say you're.
Yeah.
Not too many people say that nowadays, bro. There's somebody around me, if I'm like surrounded by this, somebody like, you're. I'm like, oh shit, I'm about to get robbed. Not the shit, everybody's saying it, bro. Everybody's saying it.
So,
I can't even trust it. Somebody said, yeah, I'm black, whatever.
So I was in middle school, right? So I'm walking to school one day. And so these two guys, like, come out and they say, yo, what time is it? So I think nothing of it, right?
I pull out
and I remember my phone. I had an HTC Comet. It was some bum small ass phone. Trust me, you wouldn't want to steal it. If I dropped it, you'd be like, hey man, I found this this phone. Mm-hmm. I thought about sealing it. Then I looked at it and I said, nah, you know, I struggle enough. Take this shit, right? Like, it was a bum ass phone, right? So then somebody like stopped me. This is two guys stopped me in the middle of the street. And then they look at me like, yo, run your pockets. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? You hear me, nigga? Run your pockets. So now I'm on the sidewalk and it's a busy street. So now I'm looking for people to help me. Like, I'm trying to give off like eye signals and shit.
Nobody's
like,
coming.
Like,
man.
Nobody coming, bro. Nobody. I'm looking at both ways. I'm like, come on, nobody. So then, right? I had on me that day, I had like $13. And then I give him $1. And then he's like, yo, come on, I need to get more. I'm like, ah, fuck, right? And then the guy looks at me, I'm like, come on, man, just leave me alone, I'm trying to go to school. And then, so there's one guy doing most of the talking. Mm-hmm. And then another guy's in the background, you know, he has a mean mug face. Mm-hmm. And then he I guess, because I'm, you know what, I'm forcing them to be patient, you know, while they rob me, right? So he says, yo, you know what, nigga, come over here and get stabbed, right?
Yeah, like,
he invited me to get stabbed, and I'm like, no thank you, right? And then he said that shit, and his man looked at him like, yeah, you heard him, yeah, come over here and get stabbed. Mm-hmm. And then in my head, I'm like, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard, right? But hey, you know what? I had to live with it, so I just took out money, I gave it to him.
You know, somebody tell me, you know, on that pocket, man, I'm eating everything, bro.
Hey, shit, it is what it is, right? I had to give it to him. But here's the funny shit. 2 years later, right? I'm in high school, so that shit happened.
You saw the niggas again?
No, I saw one of them. And they were, and you want to know how I recognized them? Mm-hmm. They were wearing the exact same outfit from the day that they robbed me. So, hand to God that they had the same outfit. Head to toe.
They even burned that shit, man.
Yo, they had the same shit, and I'm like, man. My brother seen me, and my brother like, what you looking at? I'm like, yo, that's a motherfucker who robbed me. Yeah. He's like, how do you know? Because he went the same clothes from the day that he robbed me.
Did you ask for his money back?
No, because I was trying to get stabbed that day. You know, you live and you learn, bro.
You know, you live and learn, man. That's,
yeah.
You know, so, and people learn from the other people's consequences, man.
That shit was not funny. I fucking hated that day.
Did you take the same road again?
Yeah, I still did. You know, I had fears, obviously, but I had to deal with that shit. Cause it's like, come on, like I can't be a bitch for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Nah, but fuck them niggas though. Like 100%, yeah. Right? Literally, man. Y'all robbed. Nah, y'all fucking weak. I don't care. Fuck them niggas.
Robbed you? Yeah. You look for this shit that robbed you.
Second time I got robbed, I was on the block of my house. I was on the block of my house.
Block of the house. So you're talking about block.
So it's like, imagine like where you live. Mm-hmm. Like my house on the block.
Okay.
And I'm there, and thankfully the people who robbed me that day or who tried to, the only thing they could take was some headphones. Mm-hmm. And there were some cars on the side, and they helped me. Right? Mm-hmm. So some Jamaican man, I don't know your name, but you are a lovely person. God bless you. Right? He came in and he chased him away. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to thank that man because I was going to get robbed that day, right? And I just want to talk about this one thing. When you get robbed, right, you think it's some evil shit. Because mm-hmm. the first thing I'm like, man, I got to protect myself. I went to go buy a knife.
A knife.
For a dollar, right?
For a dollar.
Just in case.
Just in case.
And in my head, I'm like, no, I can't do this shit, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't walk around with a knife. Like, this is not me. Right? And if I'm going to do it, it's not yet. Right? Because I'm like, what? I'm in ninth grade? Eighth grade? Some shit like that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not going
to. You're not trying to get caught with enough.
No, it's not that I'm not trying to get caught with it. It's like, this is not me. Mm-hmm. Right? I want to protect myself, but I also want to do it in the right way. So if I'm going to protect myself, let me at least know how to use a knife. Let me know what type of knife to use. Because, motherfucker, I went and got a butter knife. Trying to protect myself with that shit, nigga. What that shit gonna do to people? That shit ain't gonna do nobody.
Nah, you need the butcher knife, bro.
You need some guts or some shit. I'm practicing my stabbing motions. Mm-hmm. And shit. Like, ha, back away, right? Mm-hmm. Shit like that.
Like the small one where you can flick it off, poking it out. Yeah, I know what you're
talking about. Man, after that shit, I'm like, you know what? I'm sensing my shit, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Fucking me, right? But I'm always be cautious of my surroundings, right? And it was what it is.
Yeah. feeling like this. That thing is.
After that, I had a fear of everybody. I always felt like everybody's out to rob me, mm-hmm. right? But at the same time, it's like, you know, I live and I learn.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate those people. Mm-hmm. Bunch of kids trying to rob me. Shit.
When was that?
It was high school kids.
When they took your phone, when was that?
No,
they didn't. Wait, what was it?
They took my headphones.
No, the phone. No,
they took my money.
The money? Oh, what about the phone? When you was
No, because it was such a bummy ass phone. They were like, no, we don't take
this. They didn't take the phone.
Yeah, like, thank God for having a bum ass phone.
Mm.
Fuck,
so, man. Like, I remember, that's why I stole from niggas, man. I said 2 or 3 niggas coming and got set to the side, man.
I know, but that shit to me is like, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather not step away from, like, 3 brothers because I don't know what they're doing.
Because
it's some shit to me, like, I'm not trying to, like, all that negative stereotype and shit, all that negative energy that's put into our community, I don't want to give that shit back to them brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that they might rob me, there's a possibility, but I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if I walk by them, if I'm walking to them and they look like they might rob me and I walk by them and they don't rob me, mm-hmm. what does that say about me? Because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot more cases where I walk by like a group of guys and they do nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I'm tough, not because I got the pistol on me. Nah, because they had no intention to do anything to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me putting that negative energy in the air. But take that negative energy out and I get robbed what? Since those 2 times I got robbed, I haven't been robbed since.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. You're putting out what you did.
Yeah, I mean, when you put something into the universe, you won't get it back.
Mm-hmm.
Put all that negative energy talking about people, hey, people about to rob you. Yeah, when it happens. You can't say shit about it. No, I'm not trying to put that negative energy in the air, you know. I love all my brothers and my sisters. Those facts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do anything and leave them behind. Yo, real quick, what you think about the Vic Mensa situation?
I didn't see.
Okay, so basically, a few weeks before XXX Tentacion passed away, he says, he goes something like, your favorite rapper is an abuser. He said he's trying to bring awareness and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, basically that, you know, like, hey, you know, this shit's wrong. Like, you can't call people legend who are out here doing, like, some foul shit. I just want to know what you think about that.
But was it too Excessentacion, though?
Yeah, it was, because he made an apology. I didn't know his mom. So it's not like he was saying some vague shit. But what do you think about that premise as a whole? Like, he disrespected X. Supposedly it was before he died. Like, what do you think about that whole shit? Yeah.
Or, you know, BT has the... Was it on BT?
Yeah.
You know, BT has the worst time and moment to release shit.
But that's just controversy. That shit builds up ratings. It's not even a lot.
Yeah, it does.
So somebody who wasn't going to watch that BT shit, they're going to watch it just for that.
It's like I saw... He got the New Hip Hop Artist Award. That's some awesome, you know.
Yeah, he won Best New Hip Hop Artist.
Yeah. You know, to be, you know, for people to realize that all crap he got passed away for that shit.
That's
true. And that shit's Mac Miller, that's...
Yeah, but it also touches, like, this shit low-key touches on... like, how do we choose to remember artists who has done wrong within their lives? Nobody's perfect,
mm-hmm.
right? Vic Mensa is not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Pac is not perfect. Biggie's not perfect. Jay-Z's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So on and so forth, right? And you can point out to a lot of shit that some of these people have done within their lives. Jay-Z admitted and killed Jay-Z. You stabbed Un over some records, right? Come on, he stabbed somebody. Come on, like we're talking about all this shit, so...
Yeah.
When they pass on, we paint a good picture of X. Like, the community of hip-hop, all blemishes that X was, you know, he had, like, they're kind of wiped out.
Yeah.
You don't hear about it, right?
Unless you know about it.
Well, but that's unless you choose to publicize it.
Yeah.
Right? Unless you choose to, like, put it on a billboard, pull it on a sign, be like, no, this is really what happened. And I think that's kind of what Vic Mensa is doing. But the question is, does he have a point?
For what?
Is that a point?
On what?
That we celebrate people who are cruel people.
Do we celebrate?
We call them legends. Like, we say X is a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we say Bill Cosby is a legend. Bill Cosby is a legend, by the way.
Did you hear about the Bill Cosby shit before I get to that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of bad trigger.
Yeah, that's not...
That's funny as fuck.
Man, come on, I'm gonna do Bill like that, dog. Slap him with a pudding cup.
Yeah.
I hear raping bitches. Oh, I'm raping women. Damn, I gotta learn how to get that bitch out of my vocabulary, man. Stop with that bitch of a pudding cup. Yeah, that's how I gotta use it now. Like, stop with the bitch, yeah. But what do you think about that shit, right?
Thanks.
Because I think Vic Mensa has a point. We do, like, honor people who are trash-ass people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even talking about X in general, but come on, Michael Jackson, I think last episode I said he was convicted. No, he was charged with some bullshit like that, right? And he has rumors of some bullshit like that, right? And people are quick to believe some rumors, but generally we look at him in a positive light,
mm-hmm.
right? Bill Cosby, when he goes down, will he be seen as that? No, he won't. Because when you see the Bill Cosby show, you'll be like, oh, he did some foul shit, but damn, this is a good-ass show, right? All the people you remember who did crime after they got famous, right? You're not going to look at the art and be like, that's some bullshit.
For me, some of the crime, like the football guy.
O.J. Simpson, yeah.
No, the other one. The one that just happened recently.
What you mean?
What? He hung himself in the jail cell?
Oh, Aaron Hernandez.
Aaron Hernandez, there you go.
Yeah, but no, we're not going to look at him like he's a great guy. But people will look at O.J. Simpson like, he didn't do nothing. He didn't go to jail for it. Like, I think that's a little sick.
That's a... But why did he accept him?
I don't know, man.
Because
we can relate to him, right? Because all those artists, they give us something that we want, right? So when you test somebody yourself, like Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole, and you hear some foul shit about him, you're gonna be more likely to forgive them, right? Imagine it's some shit like, yo, something happened, and they say J. Cole sexually assaulted a woman, and J. Cole has an album that comes out next week. Are you gonna boycott it? If there's people starting like, no, we gotta boycott this shit to show that we mean business. I'm sorry. For me, it's gonna be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Never listen to the album? Like, never? Like, not even a week after I boycott it? Like, I can never do it. Wait, time out. Can I trap it out? Like, can I get it for, like, download it illegally?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I can't, right? It is what it is, man.
Oh, man, it is what it is, bro.
But at the end of the day, man, you all know.
It's crazy.
No, but this is Black and G.
No, it's not Black and G. We ain't got any more stories?
Nah, that's it, man.
And we got sports. Sports talk about.
What do you mean?
Basketball back on Tuesday.
Hey, shit.
Pushing again?
Oh.
It's a wrist I'm winning, too.
Wait, who do you have winning this season, right? Because I think it's the Warriors, and that's it.
When this season?
Who have been making the finals?
Finals?
Yeah.
I got... What you got?
Finals, I got Warriors and Celtics. I think Warriors take it.
Yeah,
and
Warriors.
Six.
Yeah, Warriors and Celtics. But for the Western Conference playoff, who you got top eight? Who got top eight sitting?
It's between, for me, it's the Warriors are going there.
Mm-hmm.
Given that they're healthy, I think Warriors go there, and I'm going to say the Rockets in a rematch,
mm-hmm.
and the Rockets lose again. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
But in the East, who do you have?
No, I'm just saying, like, not conference final, I'm just, like, the top eight seeding for the...
Oh, top eight seeding? Okay, I think it's going to go like this.
That don't even give me, like, a perfect...
I know, but... I'll just give it the top four. I think Lakers will be in the top four, Rockets... I'm not going to say they're going to be number one. They won't be in the top four. Rockets, Warriors, and who else? Nuggets will be in the top four. The Nuggets will be a top four seed. I got them.
I got Warriors,
yeah.
Rockets,
uh-huh.
Spurs.
The fuck out of here.
Come on, dog. They got to the playoff without Kawhi.
I did you that laugh.
They made the playoff without Kawhi. And I got Portland Trail Blazers.
You know what? I'm gonna switch my pick low-key. I have the Celtics and the Raptors going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Raptors and the Celtics?
Yeah.
Who's the East? I got... Okay, so...
Celtics, 76ers, Bucks, and Raptors for my top four seeds.
Top four?
Yeah.
76ers, if Ben Simmons can improve on his jump shot. 76ers,
yeah.
Celtics,
uh-huh.
Raptors, Bucks, Pacers. That's four?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, Celtics, Raptors, Sixers, Pacers.
All right, man.
I got Pacers, man.
Pacers are my secret team, man. Pacers and Nuggets are my secret team.
My secret team?
Yeah. But that's all.
Who's that first round?
Nigga, that's all. Like, yo, catch us next episode, right? Holla.